Celebration Adventist Reflections.
Now, to discuss character building ideas, here is your host, Dr. Danzy.
Hi, family. Welcome back to week 12 of our reflection series on the book of Revelation. This is our second last podcast episode on this series. Next week will be our last before we enter into a series on family seasons. Today I'm thankful for all of you who are connecting with the Adventist Reflections family. I invite you to connect with us on our social media and continue to be blessed by special relevant reflections from scriptures, inspired writings, and personal reflections from people like you who listen to this podcast from around the world. If you would like to contribute with our reflections to this podcast, please share them with us by sending us a personal message on Facebook or Instagram, or maybe publicly on Twitter. Also, to Michael Richards, I thank God for your musical talents, which bless us often in this podcast. Check out his YouTube channel called Fingerstyle Guitar to Praise God. Now, today's Adventist Reflections is titled Judgment on Babylon, and is based on chapters 17 and 18 of the book of Revelation. In these chapters, we can see the principle of repetition and expansion observed throughout the book of Revelation. The Apostle John observes in chapter 17 that Satan and his allies, with all those confused and deceived, are to make war against God and his people. Here, again, can be seen that those things which took place in times past will be repeated. And again, the Lamb overcomes, for he is the only Lord of Lords and King of Kings. As chapter 18 transitions in this prophetic narrative, we can see God's love once again demonstrated in God's message to the prophets for us. The book of Amos chapter 3 verse 7, as found in the Bible, tells us that God does not execute actions related to us unless he reveals these actions to the servants, his prophets. This is love at its best. This is where we find God's loving grace abounding, where he tells us of an imminent time where all things will be judged according to everyone's works and choices. As for me, I have chosen the Lamb and Yeshua Christ to bear my wrongdoings. I have chosen to leave behind my sins. I have chosen to follow God's character as reflected in the principles of his commandments, all of them. How about you? What are you choosing today? The start of judgment here was already presented in chapters 15 and 16 of Revelation. You can listen to this on our podcast episode about the seven last plagues. God intends to again impress the hearer to not be partakers of the effects of the plagues. This is clear in chapter 18 because in it we have no new message, but rather a repetitive expansion of the message of Revelation chapter 14, to repent and not be partakers of God's wrath. As we reflected in past episodes, we do not need to be afraid of this because for those who wash their robes in the blood of the Lamb, the Lion of the tribe of Judah is a righteous advocate who is coming to do justice on their behalf. And so it is that we read in Revelation chapter 18, verse 4, "And another voice from heaven came to my ears, saying, Come out of her, my people, so that you might not have part in her sins and in her punishments." Yes, my beloved listener, here yet again, we find God telling us, no, you find, even we could argue, begging us to please come out of deception. If it wasn't enough, he has told us already before to not participate of Satan and his allies' deceptions. God here again tells us to please leave that system. It is in this light that the passages throughout the Old and New Testament gave testimony of God's love. This is what God is all about. This is why the four beasts surrounding God's throne, the 24 elders, and all the multitude who is saved is crying out, "Holy, holy, holy." There will be no excuse for the rejecters of this call, because God's patience has lasted long enough and opportunities were given to everyone. In next week's episode, as we conclude this series on the book of Revelation, we will find the end of all things concerned to this earth as we know it. But today, let us conclude this short reflection by meditating. Has God given you second, third, maybe fourth chances in your life? Where are you sitting? Are you waiting for a special sign to decide to accept God's love as found in His call to have Jesus' faith and follow His commandments, even if threatened to die? The Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2, that as you hear God's inspired message, salvation comes to you today. It is the same thematic found in Romans chapter 13 and verse 11, where a message to awaken is given, for your salvation is nearer than when you first believed. My Adventist Reflection family, it is my desire that your voice unites with those triumphant, to those who worship God, saying, "Hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God, for true and righteous are His judgments. Amen." Remember to subscribe to this podcast. Like it, share it, hashtag it, comment, and find us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Tumblr as Adventist Reflections. God bless you.